I've chosen a text from the fourth canto, which is about the spiritual journey of Dhruva Maharaj. It's a very nice text, and I will request Nityananda Kari to immediately translate it into Bosnian. I have read it a few times. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Veliki svetac Narada je rekao Dhruva Maharadžu: Instrukcije koje ti je dala tvoja majka Suniti da slijediš put prenamog služenja svevišnje božanske osobe je upravo pogodan za tebe. Zato bi trebao u potpunosti da se apsorbiraš u prenamog služenje gospodina. Smisao. Dhruva Maharadž je dobio zahtjev da dostigne odredište koje je uzvišenije čak i od gospodina Brahme. Unutar ovog univerzuma, gospodin Brahma bi trebao da bude najuzvišenija osoba, zato što je on najuzvišeniji od svih polubogova. Ali Dhruva Maharadž je želio prebivalište koje je bilo iznad njegovog. Zbog toga njegova želja nije bila da bude ispunjen od obožavanja bilo kojeg poluboga. Kao što je opisano u Bhagavad Giti, blagoslovi koje daju polubogove su svi jako privremeni. Zato Narada Muni je upitao Dhruva Maharadžu da slijedi put kojim je preporučila njegova majka, da obožava Krišnu Vasudevu. Kada Krišna ponudi bilo šta, to je iznad očekivanja njegovog bhakti. I Suniti i Narada Muni su znali da je zahtjev Dhruve Maharadže ne mogu sa bilo kojeg poluboga da ga ispuni. I zato su oboje mu preporučili da slijedi proces prenamog služenja gospodina Krišne. Narada Muni se ovdje je oslovljen kao Bhagavan, zato što on može da blagoslovi bilo koju osobu, baš kao što to isto može da uradi svevišnja božanska osoba. On je bio jako zadovoljan sa Dhruva Maharadža i mogao je da odmah ima lično sve što mu je potrebno, sve što želi. Ali to nije dužnost duhovnog učitelja. Njegova dužnost je da uključi svog učenika u pravilno predano služenje, kao što je to preporučeno u šastrama. Krišna je na sličan način bio prisutan pred Arjunom i iako on mu je mogao da da bilo sve pogodnosti za pobjedu nad njegovim neprijateljima bez same borbe, on to nije učinio. Umjesto toga, on je zamolio Arjunu da se bori. Na isti način, Narada Muni je tražio Dhruve Maharadže da se podvrgne devocijskoj disciplini kako bi dostigao željeni rezultat.
Thank you. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Vashatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare, We all know that the spiritual advancement of a devotee progresses through different stages. We have heard that we start our progress with faith. We must have faith in what we are doing. And out of this faith that this Krishna consciousness is for me, the desire appears to have association with devotees who also follow this path. So from faith, the devotee goes to devotional association. The next step is that he sincerely takes to a spiritual progress, which, or spiritual practice, I wanted to say, which gives him certain results. The unwanted things fall away from him. Then he becomes steady. No more what a beginner has, this up and down. And after some time, he develops a very, very firm taste in Krishna. Now he's no longer attached to material things, but his mind automatically, in any given situation, goes to Krishna because he's so attached to Krishna. It's amazing to be next to such a person. You will always see that his consciousness runs with great speed to Krishna. Then he actually has ruchi, and that is a great relish. And from that, the first stages of love for Krishna develop. And then Krishna shows himself, first just a little, but then more and more. And all of a sudden Krishna comes and takes his devotee back into his lila. Yesterday I walked near the you have to help me, Belo Bosnia? Yes, this I walked there. And I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada with this new, it's this type of tape recorder, but a modern tape recorder. And Prabhupada was saying, if you want to see Krishna, you have to become mad for Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, what does this mean? When do we become mad for another person? Do you remember when you became mad? You fall in love. The person who has fallen in love will do all kinds of things, like dance on the roof of the house just opposite to the window of his beloved, and so on. Yes, or a person who is mad in love will be able to easily tolerate the screaming of his child.
osoba koja je zaljubljena će biti u stanju da vrlo lako trpi s
uništavanjem. The most intolerable things becomes the most pleasing thing. This is the definition of madness.
Stvar koja je najteža istresati postaju stvar koja daje najviše zadovoljstva.
It's a nice madness. It's the madness of love. So this is required if you want to see Krishna. You just must, this is called prema. And when Krishna sees this, he just embraces the devotee and shoop, takes him back to the kingdom of God. So this is the classical step-by-step development of Krishna conscious progress. I will not talk about this today. I will talk today about the fascinating and most challenging journey in the life of a devotee, the spiritual journey. It's a little psychological. What I will say will challenge you very, very much. Some of you will not believe what your ears hear, and for that we have a recording so that you can hear it again. But I very much believe it's important for us to hear this. I need to make sure that all of you have the maximum amount of comfort so that you can concentrate nicely. Do we have sufficient air? I think yes. Does everyone has a comfortable cushion? I see there are two more cushions near to Venurati. No, one. Yeah. Everything is all right. Nikonya Rasa has her notebook ready. Is your pen working? Yeah, good. Before I came to Krishna consciousness, I studied the writings of Joseph Campbell. Who had gone for a period of 6 years actually into the forest, an American forest, and he had taken all the spiritual scriptures of mankind with him. His purpose was to find out if there is a common pattern of the spiritual journey. And when he came out of the forest, he had found the pattern. And immediately convinced one star regisseur, Mr. Lucas, that he had found something very, very amazing. And then this Lucas made a very well-known film series. It's called Star Wars, which was very popular, and which later was again filmed in a more modern version with modern technology. Later, Hollywood found out that there was a pattern in the Star Wars. Like a certain development of the story. And they decided to copy this also in their success movies. What was amazing is that those who went into the movie industry also found out that every good literature which was ever written had the same pattern of the development of the story. It is a totally spiritual theme, which we also find exactly like that in the pages of the Bhagavatam. It is a story of a person who turns to God. A story which occurs again in the Bible and in the Bhagavatam. I have studied the life of Mohammed, and his story has the same pattern. And maybe I will talk a little about Mohammed, because there are so many mosques, so we feel inspired. But it is the story of, I would say, most of you. Only most of you live this story in an unconscious and not in a conscious way, and therefore you could improve. What is the story, please? Listen very carefully. Our story starts with a person understanding that the life he leads is not really what interests him in the deepest core of his heart. He finds out that people around him live in a lie in order to get what they feel they need to be satisfied. They put up one mask, but inside they feel differently. And they just don't want to live this lie any longer. The lie which between that what you already feel and what's right inside, but what you do in the outside world. This difference, the difference. They say, I want my life bez šminka. Hare Krishna. I mean, this is not an attack against our Matajis, who for different decorative purposes use, spend a lot of Bosnian dollars on the schminke. Yeah. It's all right. It's with base schminke, I mean, I want to be authentic. I want to be as I am. Or in the light of the last lecture, you could say, without the coverings of clay. Yes. Now, these people begin to make a step after some time, when it becomes intolerable, or after an accident, or when a relationship broke, they need this alarm ring. They make a step in their lives.
A to se obično i događa nakon što to postane potpuno, više se ne može tolerisati, ili im se desi neka nezgoda, ili im se neki odnos se rastane. Onda oni, bilo im je potreban taj alarm kako bi napravili taj korak.
They go over the borderline of normal life. They mobilize a lot of energy inside of them. They know this is very important for me. They have so much spiritual intensity. They don't care what anyone else says. They say, I have to do this. I remember when I said to my father, Father, I feel I have been prepared by my reading in different literatures to do this step. I need to become a monk now. Father said, you are only 16 years old? You have not completed any education? Then he did what most concerned fathers will do. He applied pressure. If you do this step, I will disinherit you. But there was so much energy in myself that I even lost momentarily the attachment to money. I said, Father, this is absolutely no problem. The Lord will take care of me. Remember Franciscus of Assisi, who did this step also. He was also disinherited. But he inherited the kingdom of God for this step. Mohammed, he woke up in the he had gone into a cave. There an angel appeared to him and said, Mohammed, write. What should I write? And I have no notes here, no pen. Gabriel, the angel, said again, write. Everything will be given to you, the inspiration and the pen also. And then Mohammed wrote the Quran. In the society where he lived, to develop another religious system, I mean, you had to be absolutely convinced, because they would capture you and kill you. The other society. But Mohammed had heard the call. And now he went on his journey. In every religion, in every spiritual life, you hear of a call, and then the person who hears this call feels he has to answer this call, no matter what happens. And he steps into a new phase of his life. Psychologically, this is called liminal space. He steps into liminal space. Poetically, it is said he steps into the unknown. And in this unknown area, he begins to discover slowly his spiritual path. Yes. for instance, here in Krishna consciousness. We meet the devotees and then we decide, oh, this is so good, I feel I have to become a devotee as well. But it's an unknown space. We don't even know how to take a Krishna conscious shower. We don't know how do they eat here? What do they say before eating? The philosophy, oops, there's so much philosophy. I mean, I don't think I will ever know this. The new bhakta feels in his or the new devotee feels in the unknown space, in the space of the unknown, a little even insecure at times. He or she is happy for every orientation. And then it is said, when you are in an unknown space, that's the best situation where you can learn new things. Amongst us, we have today a devotee businessman. He knows, as a businessman, when you have to take sometimes a risk. You have to do and think something you have never done and thought before. When you make the step, you are very much awake. And you learn like anything in a short time. This is a principle. A material and spiritual principle. When you go into an unknown space, get to know so much about yourself and about other important knowledge. You are willing to absorb any piece of information because you know this will help me. My dear devotees, I will tell you a secret. If you want to become successful in Krishna consciousness, you need to again and again and again and again enter that unknown space where you are not in control. That's why in ancient times and also here in Krishna consciousness, we go on pilgrimage. And we do not know what will happen on a pilgrimage into the Himalayas. But we, as we do the pilgrimage and we go into unknown territory, both in a geographical sense, but also into personal sense, maybe, or psychological sense. We learn so much. It really changes us so much. I know one devotee here. I hope he doesn't mind me telling his name. It's Nanda Dulal. He told me in Novi Sad in the old castle, Guru Maharaj, I feel I need to learn something new in my life. Before that he was known as the Jimi Hendrix of the Nityananda Grupa. He had learned the guitar and he was very, very expert in this. But now he said, I want to know something, you know, knowledge. I want to go into knowledge. I remember I looked at Nanda Dulal on that walk. And in my opinion, Nanda Dulal was a very good-hearted, uncomplicated, and also simple personality. And for a moment I thought, he wants to study knowledge? I mean, he doesn't look to me like a typical student, you know, who goes to the university and like Saranandi and writes like 50 notebooks in 1 year full. But I also saw a burning desire in him. He wanted to improve his life. And when I saw this burning desire, I was sure that if he would enter the unknown world of psychology, he studies with Matsya Avatar, that he would do wonderful. See, if you want to learn in an unknown space, you need to have only one thing, that's the desire. Best is a burning desire. But if you have this burning desire that my life as I live it now is not the fulfillment of my life, it's not the ideal life, and then you go with this desire into the second step, it is the unknown, enter the unknown. Wow! Your life will change. I have seen this in the writings of Nanda Dulal. Now he writes like a professor. Everything he writes like a professor. Have you noticed? Yeah. He has learned. So just like he learned to play the guitar, like I don't know, Mr. Guitanero. He is now Mr. Professor Nero. And we hope that he will also become the Krishna Conscionero. That's a little bit more difficult. So this burning desire, which brings you into the learning space of the unknown, is necessary. Every person who has done the spiritual journey and is a little successful has done this. I'm reading at the moment the biography of our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and it's amazing. You know, he steps every second year or so, I don't know, and does something totally new, and it starts always very, very simple, in a, because it's just new, and then it becomes very nice, you know. Successful spiritualists are always learners. They never say, I know it. Because they always go into this field of the unknown, and there they learn like anything. There's so much for each one of us still to learn, my dear devotees. We are beginners in Krishna consciousness. Male, 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 male. It says the life is a fascinating book. Of which those who never stop out, step out of their comfort zone only know one page. So I would like to say Krishna consciousness is like a fascinating library. Of which those unfortunate souls who never go into the step of new surrender to Krishna only know a paragraph. Small paragraph. Vinurati, you know a small paragraph. Dakshaji, I know maybe only one sentence. You have to go into new spaces, new forms of surrender to Krishna. A successful devotee will get up like this. My dear devotee, dear Lord, thank you for this new day. I will do my best to make this the best day in my Krishna consciousness. I will surrender to you today. And with this determination, the devotee unlocks a new room of the library of Krishna consciousness. So, we have now two steps of eight. We leave the narrowness of material consciousness. First of all, we recognize it's narrow. It is not... I don't have the unlimited life as of yet. And with a burning desire, full of faith, we step into a new space where we learn. Anyone who does this will come to the third step. And I personally feel this is the most fascinating thing. It's the point of choice. What is the point of choice, please? Well, if you advance in this way, you will be put before a choice. Do you really want Krishna? I will introduce to you now my hero. It's Dhruva Maharaj who came to this point of choice. Prabhupada says anyone who hears about Dhruva Maharaj's journey will become determined in Krishna consciousness. And he will be blessed with the power to be able to live an austere life. Austere, yes, dragosti. See, to reach a high goal, you need to be a little intense. And you need to have the power to do something which is not so pleasant always. You know this, the four regulative principles. They are for people who are determined. Imagine the Hare Krishna movement wouldn't have four regulative principles. How many members we would have? Fantastic numbers. Dhruva Maharaj felt uncomfortable at home. His father liked his second wife more than Dhruva Maharaj's mother. Imagine what this does in the heart of a young person. And his father also liked the son from his second wife more than Dhruva, who was the son of the first wife. This is another problem. Those of you who have children or disciples know if you show more affection to one than you show to the other, this other person feels genuine misery in the heart. Then it came to a stage that the second wife, seeing her own special position, disinherited Dhruva Maharaj before the face of Dhruva Maharaj's father.
I onda je došlo do tog stadija kada je druga žena vidjevši svoj specijalni položaj, ona je pred očima oca Dhruve Maharaja razbaštinula drugu.
Da, Dhruva Maharaj thought, this is material life.
Dhruva Maharaj je pomislio, ovo je materijalni život.
So he went to his dear mother Shuniti and told he couldn't tell her, but he was so much agitated, but some people who were in the palace and who saw this, they told it. And Suniti said, Dhruva Maharaj's mother said, I can't help you. You have to go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the only one who can help you. Where do I find him? Suniti fought with herself. Should I tell him or should I not tell him? He's still young. If I tell him, I feel he will leave me. But then she just said, well, what I know is that the saints, well, they leave home and they go into the forest. And then they practice a spiritual process, and then if the Lord is merciful, he reveals himself. The moment she said it, Dhruva made up his mind to step into the unknown. Here in our story, it's the Shumi. Often it's the Shumi. And all, many, you know, these spiritual journeys, it's the forest. Prabhupada comments on this and he says, those who are serious go into the forest of Vrindavan. Yes, so, but it's the unknown space, really. Now, Dhruva Maharaj lived in this forest. Now, this was not a Bosnian forest where you can be lucky if you find two wolves and three bears.
Maharaj je otišao tako u šumu, to nije obična bosanska šuma u kojoj ste sretni ako nalazite na tri vukve u dva metra.
It was an extremely wild Maha forest.
To je bila ekstremno divlja Maha šuma.
Yes, with wild animals.
Sa divljim životinjama.
It was not easy, but Dhruva could make it.
Nije bilo lako, ali Dhruva je mogao da to riješi.
At this point, he came to the second step, a third step.
U tom trenutku on je došao do trećeg koraka.
The point of choice.
Trenutka kada je trebao dati izbor.
Narada Muni came.
Došao je Narada Muni.
And said, "Do you really want this?"
I rekao, da li ti to zaista želiš?
You could also practice Krishna consciousness at home.
Možeš praktikovati svjesnost Krishna i kući.
I mean, you would just have to develop an equal vision and stop seeing anyone as your enemy and or your friend.
Samo trebaš da razviješ jednaku viziju, da prestaneš da vidiš ikoga kao svoga neprijatelja ili prijatelja.
Be balanced.
Budi balansiran.
Dhruva said, "I'm not so advanced to see everyone with an equal eye. I can't forgive what happened to me."
Druga Mahrađ rekao, ja nisam tako napreda, ne mogu da vidim sve jednakim očima, ne mogu da oprostim ono što mi je učinjeno.
I was disinherited by my stepmother, who absolutely had no right to do this.
Moja pomajka mi je razvrstinula, koja nije imala nikakve pravo da to radi.
I was insulted.
Bio sam uvrijeđen.
If I go back, this will just continue.
Ako se vratim, to će se samo nastaviti.
Please, if you can give me other instructions. Please don't send me back. Help me to reach my spiritual goal. Narada said, uredu. And in his mind he must have thought, he has come over the test. Because Prabhupada in the purports comments that the spiritual master tests his disciple. Dhruva Maharaj came to the point of choice and he said, "Yes, I will go this way." Same thing happened to Parikshit Maharaj, who was cursed to die in 7 days. Before the Bhagavatam was narrated, the heavenly beings came and offered a pot of nectar, which would make him immortal. He said, the Devatas said, "Let Shukadev Goswami come to the heavenly planets and narrate the Bhagavatam there." You can't go there, Parikshit. You can stay here. You get a pot of Amrita. Your problem is over. One drop of it, you won't die. All right? Is it a deal or is it no deal? Parikshit said, "It's no deal. I want to hear about Krishna from Shukadev Goswami. I want to hear the Bhagavatam. That's the true nectar." Hare Krishna. Once there was... I have a friend, he is known as Giriraj Maharaj. His father is most probably one of the rich, or not the father, the family, it's a clan, is one of the richest in America. And his father had made other plans for his sons. He didn't want him to become a monk. So he came to Prabhupada in Bombay. He flew from America to Bombay and said, "Please give me back my son."
onda je on iz Amerike doletio u Bombaj i došao Prabhupada i rekao, možete mi vratiti, molim te, mog sina.
Here is a check.
Evo ti check.
You can write any amount you wish for this.
Napiši koji god hoćeš iznos za to.
$10 million, $20 million.
$10 million, $20 million.
Prabhupada said, I'm not keeping him.
Prabhupada je rekao, ja ga ne zadržavam.
He should decide.
On je taj koji treba da odluči.
And he gave the check to Giriraj Swami. You know, it was one of those checks, the signature was already there. So, Giriraj Swami, make your choice. He is Giriraj Brahmachari at that time. Father looked at him. Prabhupada was just doing things on his table. He didn't look. The family was there. A friend was there. Giriraj, just write 20 million euros or dollars, and then you have this. The whole universe looked at Giriraj. What choice would he make in this situation? Giriraj is very, very deep devotee. He smiled and said, Father, I will always be your son. I will develop a different glory. A spiritual glory. Anyone can be a material success. Anyone can do. But I will be a spiritual success. Father, I love you. Mother, I love you. No need of this check. You please keep this and don't lose it. Father was happy. He saw, yes, his son had to do this. He had heard the call. And he was certainly qualified to go this way. Giriraj Swami now is very much loved by his whole family, and he lives now in the area of his family. He writes, and tomorrow we will make a phone call about the point of choice. We will make a phone call, and in this phone call we will speak about the point of choice. If you want to be serious in spiritual life, the point of choice will come. And here I have a surprise for you. Just like the first point, the second step, this third step will come again and again. You have to know that it will come again. And when it comes, you have to link with what is truly important for you in your life and make your decision from that place.
I kada on dođe, morate da se povežete sa tim šta vam je zaista bitno u vašem životu i da donosite odluke odatle.
If you learn to trenirate your choice muscles, you will be a successful level person.
Ako naučite kako da trenirate vaše mišiće za izbor, vi ćete biti osoba koja postiže uspjeh.
You have to always choose between the spiritual and the material platform.
Uvijek će trebati da pravite izbor između duhovnog i materijalnog nivoa.
Why?
Zašto?
Why not just one choice?
Zašto ne samo da to jedno treba?
It's because you are surrounded by both energies.
To je zato što ste okruženi sa oba dvije energije.
They both come to you.
Oba dvije energije.
A material way of living your life and a spiritual possibility.
materijalni način življenja života i duhovne mogućnosti.
You have to sharpen your eyes to recognize what is what.
Morate da izoštrite vid kako biste prepoznali šta je.
And you have to learn to make the proper choice.
I morate da naučite da pravite pravilan izbor.
For that you need to have a burning desire.
A za to vam je potrebna goruća želja.
Because sometimes it's not so comfortable.
Zato što ponekad nije tako ugodno.
You know, the point of choice comes every morning.
Znate da taj izbor dolazi svako jutro.
When you have to decide against something so fundamental as the gravitational force which keeps you in the bed.
Kada trebate da odlučite nešto tako fundamentalno, kao što je ova gravitacijona sila koja vas drži prikovanim za krevet.
Oh, it's so warm here. And it's so cold outside of the bed. Only 5 centimeters outside of the bed. It's already like Alaska. And I have so much to do today. I need physical and mental strength. So let me rest. Yeah. And then the other little voice comes. Nityananda Kari. Brahma Muhurta is the best time for chanting your rounds. Snam, snam, snam. Ali, Ali. I have so much to do. Point of choice has arrived. One of my god brothers would say there's always the tattva vichara and the para vichara, the material perspective and the spiritual perspective. So these are 3 steps out of 8. I'm enthusiastic to tell you about all the 8, but I feel we should do it in the next lessons which come.
Ovo su bila samo 3 koraka od 8. I jako sam entuzijastičan da vam ispričam nešto i o drugima, mislim da ćemo to uraditi na sljedećem.
Because as Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj would say, time is also there. It's a very polite way of saying yes, it's a good time to come to an end. Time is also there. I want to see if I will be able to take 3 questions. I want to see if you have a question to this. Nikunya Rasa has a question. Ojashvi has a question. And Daksha.
I don't have a question. I would like just if you can summarize.
Summarize. Yeah. Okay, then let me summarize in the beginning and then take the questions. I would like to say that in the spiritual journey, there are different steps we have to go through. We know the steps of progression as given by Rupa Goswami. But here I would like to introduce a model for you of the experience of spiritual life. This model is consistent with all bona fide spiritual traditions and also with the Bhagavatam, where we see it also. It's the first step of this model is you see my life is limited the way I live it now. I'm really not living to my full potential. There is a gap between my ideal and my performance at the moment. A dangerous gap. It sometimes becomes, if you don't close it, it will become bigger and bigger until you're almost schizophrenic. My ideal and what I live could be ideal of honesty and the little social lies which we do each day. Could be a lie of authenticity. I feel I should do this and I'm best in doing this, but I'm engaged in so many other things. So then after some time you are ready to make the step out of this into a new type of life. It's a challenge always. You do things which you never have done. I heard our Syama Mayi has done such a step when she gave her lectures. You give lectures now. I can imagine the first lecture you were like, tremor, male tremor, yes. It's good, never lose the tremor, then you will do your best. Whenever you step into the unknown, you might face your fears. It's a little uncomfortable. You sweat. Yeah. But you learn. If you don't do this, you just... It's a betrayal if you don't do it. A betrayal of what's inside. You betrayal what's inside, your talents which are given by Krishna. So then when you go there, you will be tested at one stage. Point of choice. Like the Dhruva Maharaj was tested by Narada Muni. Go home, go home. More comfortable. In our tradition, the spiritual master tests his disciple. What do you wish your life to be like? Okay, if you, I've spoken enough. Now, if you wish to live in, according to your mistakes, you can do that. If you want more, you can also have more. Because, see, we all are spirit souls. We have this freedom of choice. It's our nature. But more steps are yet to come. When we start the next lesson, the most fascinating thing happens. Help from the other dimension. Superior help, we can say. Yes. Empowerment. So, thank you. Niko Nirasa, what is your question?
From my childhood, I always was so much attracted by these heroes, like from Star Wars,
yeah.
Lord of the Rings, these strong characters. And also now in Krishna consciousness, when I think about the Rua Maharaj, and some, even today, like devotees like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, but I feel so much this spineless character in myself, that I don't have this determination. And I was thinking, is there some cure or some step-by-steps how to reach this strong character, strong personality?
Wonderful question. Very, very good question. Would you like to repeat your question? And,
Od detinjstva smo privlačile te priče da sam odraz vidim te jake karaktere u ljudima i da i dan danas kada pročitam u drugom Maharadžu ili o tako nekim velikim baktama ili baktama današnjice kao što je Bhakti Tirtha Swami, on tako poželim kad bi bila tako jak karakter, ali često osjećam tu neku kao beskičmenjastvu u sebi i onda da li postoji neki let, neki korak po korak kako da osjećam jak karakter.
Yes, you have to, first of all, you have to have some faith that you can change something in your life. If you live in what is called the victim role, what can we do? Things are the way they are. They will never change. No possibilities. You will not even make physical exercises. You will not make any attempts in your relationships to make them more workable for all those with whom you have relationships. You need to have the faith that you are not a victim of your fate. You need to have the understanding that yes, there is karma, but at the same time there's free choice. This is so important. If you have what is called a fatalistic approach to life, then you will not be able to even do the smallest korak, the smallest step. Many of us have this fatalistic understanding. We have never taken any responsibility for our lives. We just float around. Salavi! that's our life. Salavi is French. It means that's life. Yeah. This is our understanding of life. We are leaves in the wind of karma. Hare Krishna. No, you have studied our philosophy. You know, yes, karma is there, but also free choice every moment. You could say it's like going to Sarajevo. Yes, you made the decision to go to Sarajevo. But you can go this way or that way. You can drive fast, slow. You can do what we did when you have a car. We did a picnic at this beautiful river. Which went into this lake. We made a picnic there. Bread with gomazio. Right. These are new words, yes. So we made a picnic. Yes, we were going to go to Sarajevo. It was fixed. But the way we could style the way. We went our way. It was a wonderful journey. This is one example of how there are two things. Now comes the second step. Do the things which you can do.
Uradi ono što možeš da uradiš.
Don't try to do things which you cannot do at this moment.
Nemoj pokušavati da uradiš stvari koje ne možeš uraditi u ovom trenutku.
It may be small things.
To su možda samo male stvari.
Like you may say, whenever I come before deities, I can pray to them.
Možeš jasno reći, kad god dođem pred božanstvo, ja ću da im se molim.
Or when I go to my work, I can, before I start the work, read a bhajan.
Recimo, možeš reći, kada idem na posao, prije nego što počnem da radim, pročitat ću jedan bhajan.
Or I can do something for my health.
Ja mogu raditi nešto za svoje zdravlje.
I'm feeling I'm losing my energy.
Osjećam se kako gubim energiju.
So let me do it once a week, I will make a walk. Better as two walks. And you will see a magic happening in your life. Please, all of you, listen very carefully, because it's a wonderful question, which is really all of our questions. When you just exercise your choice a little bit, the way you can do it, you will be rewarded. You will get the strength to do it a little bit more. It is amazing, Nikonjarasa. You will even feel very wonderful. I made the right choice. I find this in a very practical way. I am a very impulsive person by nature, male emotionally. That's why I said I think I was born in the Balkans last life. Yeah. And something happens, and then I immediately react. Always the same pattern. Now I have learned that. I wait a little. And think, what is a better way to react? And since I do this little exercise, Nikonjarasa, my whole life is wonderful. In terms of relationships. Now I need to do other choices also. One choice which comes up now, I have to choose to be a little bit egoistic for my health. Only if I make this click in my mind that I really think I have to do now everything which makes me more healthy, will I have again my 100% physical health.
Jedino ako napravim taj klik u svom umu, jedino tada ću moći da se vratim na 100% zdravlje.
It's not easy.
To nije lako.
But I'm going to do this.
Ali učinit ću.
Yes, yeah, you will see.
Vidim.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. Yes, yes.
No,
I mean in the foreseeable future. You will see. Do what you can do, and then you will see wonderful results in your life. Even if it's small. See, we devotees come from one school. It's called the all or nothing school. Because we had to make this step at one stage. I'm not listening to anyone now. I have to go this way. Check it. What now? But life doesn't work only with this all or nothing paradigm. And you don't have also in the beginning, you don't have to, I mean, you know what I want to say. Good. Last question, Ojashvi. No, we have only, we have taken two questions, so Ojashvi. Yes. Have you thought about your question? Is it a question which is relevant? Does it fit to the subject matter? Does it fit to the audience? Good. Then you may ask your question. Is it short or is it long? Good.
I summarize it. My question comes from one saying. I heard it from one. Well, and also from one point from your lecture many years ago.
Will you preach to us or will you tell your question?
I will try to tell my question.
Good. Please, we want to hear your question. It's on the camera. You will be all over the world. It's your chance.
I will just connect these two points.
Okay.
One point is from Krishna. He says that the greatest heroism is to, to conquer our nature, conditioned nature. The greatest heroism. And the other point is from your lecture long time ago, you said when we stop to look for luck, we will find luck. And my question is how to employ this, how to understand this in connection with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to achieve something. Always, but this saying, which I it was when we the whole matter of spiritual life is that wise man said is that we see things which we always see in, for the first time, which we always see every day in our life, to see them as they are for the first time. That, so, how can we apply this in connection with this topic to actually stop to wish to be lucky, and then become lucky?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful question. You did very well. Please translate it yourself. One thing is about luck, only the one who's... It's really about this point. The one who stops searching for his luck, he will find his luck. So, if you both things must be there in Krishna consciousness. A sincere eagerness to reach our goal. That's the price, eagerness. And you must also learn to be satisfied with what you have. You must stop being a luck hunter. As a devotee, you must come to the understanding that Krishna is here. Krishna has given me this situation. I am the eternal soul of Krishna. The eternal part of Krishna, I wanted to say. Everything is all right the way it is. I am held in the embrace of God. What more do I want? This, this simple childlike faith that the Lord has arranged everything in your life. This faith is only possible, O Joshua, if we stop thinking, I'm the controller. At the same time, O Joshua, and this is almost like a Buddhistic koan, which is difficult to understand, we must give our best.
U isto vrijeme, ovo je nešto poput budističkog koana koji je jako težak za razumjeti. Mi moramo da damo sve od sebe.
The devotee has to understand on one side, the life which I lead now is a given, given by Krishna.
Bhakta s jedne strane mora da shvati, život koji sada živim je dat od Krishne.
The materialist would think it's given by my karma.
Materialista bi razmišljao, to mi je dalo moja karma.
But the devotee sees the hands of Krishna who has given him this situation for him to learn.
Ali Bhakta vidi ruke Krishne koji mu je dao baš tu situaciju kako bi mogao da uči.
And at the same time the good Lord expects from us to make the right choices and use the God-given gift of free choice.
A u isto vrijeme Gospodin očekuje od nas da iskoristimo taj Bogom dani dar slobodnog izbora.
So I have a slogan.
Tako da ja imam jedan slogan.
Let me give my best.
Hajde da dam sve od sebe.
Krishna will do the rest.
A Krishna će dati. Krishna će to uraditi sada.
Moj slogan. Let me give my best.
Hajde da dam sve od sebe.
Krishna will do the rest. In other words, you endeavor, but you make yourself dependent on Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we will stop here. I want to also make you a compliment as my audience. You were an extremely good audience. You were concentrating and were to a large percentage successful. You didn't start to make jokes all of a sudden in the lecture. I am very excited to go now with you into the second step, which is called empowerment by Krishna. At the moment, I don't have my plan before me, but when we meet next time in the devotional context. So now we should all eat prasadam. And I wish you a wonderful day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.